Good morning, everybody. My name is Tini de Koning. Today is Monday, the 15th of March, and it's a real privilege to be with you this morning. This week, we're going to talk about words. A very, very important topic. Some people say the childhood rhyme of sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And that is so, so wrong. Because words can kill you. Words is one of the most powerful forces in the world out there. And yet we use it sometimes without even thinking. But let's start quickly. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And Solomon tells us here, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Guard your heart with all vigilance. Why? Because what's in your heart determines your life. Very, very wise words. But what if we are not sure what is in our hearts today? What if we want to know what is in there? Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 6 and verse 45, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the starting point is that we need to notice, what are we saying? Do we walk around swearing all day? Are we walking around complaining all day? Are we negative all day? That's a very, very important thing to do, is to look, what are the words that are coming out of my mouth? And if the words that are coming out of my mouth are not good words, and I want to build some faith into my heart rather, Paul shares with us in Romans 10 and verse 17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So when we want to change our lives, we have to change what is in our hearts. And to change what is in our hearts, we need to sow the correct seed in the garden of our minds. So we need to add more. We need to add more faith. And to add more faith, we need to read the Word of God, spend time in prayer, and allow His Word to change us. We can spend time watching the news, watching TV, listening to the radio, doing other things. But these things are not strengthening our spirit or building us up inside. Entertainment is very limited in what it can do for us. And I just want to encourage you today to spend a few minutes in prayer, reading the Bible, and just ask God first, spend one or two minutes and just ask God, you know, what would you like to share with me today, Lord? Where would you like me to read today? And just be quiet for a minute or two. And let God minister to you. We are very quick to always say, Lord, please give me this and give me this. But we don't always take the time to listen, to see what God wants to say for us. This is a very, very exciting topic for me. Because words is something that we all use every single day of our lives. And we don't always realize the power that's in those words. We don't always use it the way we're supposed to use it. But if we want to change where we are, we cannot change without changing our heart and changing our words. God bless. Have a good day.
You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook, send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.